All right. Welcome, members. It's Sunday night, the 20th of March, here in Sydney, Australia. Adam plugging in for the nightly news breakdown and wrap up. Hope you guys are doing fine, and as always, thank you so much for your support. Everything's up on the website, so check that out. And this just gives me a chance to jump in with the members and kind of go through all the latest that's in front of me, whatever is popping up. And I'm going to miss a lot of stuff, and I'll cover a lot of stuff, but just whatever gets put through. And at the end of every day, there's always something there in front of me, and it's really worth discussing and covering it, I think. And this gives me that chance to do that and go a little bit deeper with the members and have these kinds of chats. I'll just say, as well for the members, you may have noticed the website was down the other day. I think it was probably Friday night it was when I was talking to Donna into Saturday, but that's just a security certificate update. It has to be renewed every 3 months. And it says the website is not safe or something like that. It's just that, the little lock you see there. I probably don't really need it, to be honest. So I'll have a think about that, but we have to go around a few obstacles to get that going, because our hosting is banned from so many things, like PayPal and everything like that, so it's really tough. But I do have the security certificate running. It finishes every 3 months, and we forget, and that's what happens to the website. So the website has not been hacked when you see that. It's just the security certificate. Also had an issue with the RS feed, and it was feeding these podcasts out to the world, and this is members' content, so I didn't know that, so we fixed that as well. A couple of little things. It's a big website, and I was chatting to the guy that helps me in the US on the website. He said he forgets, if he hasn't been on there for so long, how big that site is and how complicated it is and how much there is involved in making that website the Craswells run. It's a complex site, but we have everything up and running and where we want it, and everything's running smoothly, and that's really great. As I said, everything's up on the website, crasfiles.com, and lots going up. Get into the members area if you can and chat away in there and check out all the great links that folks are putting up in there. We're really living in incredible times because there's just so much information pouring through. There's information coming out all the time, every day, every second of the day. But, you know, it's Sunday here today. I'm trying to have some of my day and get out and about and enjoy a bit of fresh air. And I'll come back later, and there's so much to cover. So really just sit down and cover what I can, and little bits and pieces as we move forward here in the Matrix, the game of life, right? Plenty of distractions, that's for sure, right? How many distractions are we seeing now? So many distractions. It is really unbelievable. I was thinking about a lot of stuff today that I just don't think I can cover. It's just, things going around in my mind. All good, folks. Just turning the Wi-Fi off again. You know about this attack on us. This attack on human life, it's slow building, isn't it? It's been going on for a long time. It's not a quick thing. It's gone on throughout history. We seem to have a predator here, and it's breaking us down little bit by bit. And I think we're in the final kind of stages now where we will enter that abyss. The transhuman age, unless we strike back and fight back here, because we're getting very close. And I think that everything that we're seeing, even these this so-called war in Russia and Ukraine and all the natural disasters and flooding and things that are happening and all the political dramas and things every day. There's all sorts of things going on. The media's full of it, all these accidents and murders and things like that. You know, they're really pumping out all these stories of fear. And all these political dramas and events and things is just unbelievable. And I sit here quietly and I think, God, there's just so many distractions distracting us away constantly, you know. But what I do know is, you know, possibly billions of people, you know, have been injected with these shots, these mRNA shots, and still at this point, we don't know what this really is. We know a lot about it now, and we know about the damage that they're causing, and we know what they're doing to people. We know about the graphene oxide. We know about the 5G. We know about the nano stuff. We know a lot, but there's still new things that we learn every day, and it's pretty unbelievable. I did put up the Terrain movie on the website today. I'm assuming it's a free movie. I hope so. It was up on BitChute. There's two parts, and I watched that today. I really highly recommend the listeners watch that movie. You'll see it up there. It's in the documentaries category. It's in the virus germ theory one, and also you'll see it at the top of the website. In the breaking news windows there, that allows me to kind of you know, put stuff up there because there's so much going there, and people might see those, more likely to see them and click on them. But that is the film Terrain. It's a very interesting film. It's really interesting times when we're seeing movies or documentaries like this being made. You know? I watched the both parts today. I highly recommend it. Please watch it. Let us know what you think anyway. Have a conversation about it. Yeah, probably just on that. Just comment on there and leave some links and things like that. I think it's an amazing piece. And at the end of the day, when you look at everything and where we are, really, it's all a con. It's all a bluff. It's all fear. There was never anything there. And look what they've been able to achieve. And I kind of was thinking about it today anyway, about being fed on and everything that's happening. And it just seems to me that, you know, with these inoculations and the COVID-19 inoculations, everything, this is all part of an experiment. We know this is going to be continuing, and we know they're going to be implementing new injections and new types of technology as this moves forward. And I've said this many times on the show, as maybe younger people, as their bodies start to take, to connect with this technology that's being injected, and not have violent reactions and die off and stuff like that, whereas a lot of people are going to die off, and we just don't know the ramifications of what's coming. You know, I've always said it, we could be looking at a tidal wave of illness and death that's going to come, a big die-off of humanity. But this is what these creatures in control want. They want a big kill-off. They want to reduce the world's populations down. It's written. They tell you. They want to reduce the populations down, and then they want to completely control who's left. These people, well, they won't be people, will they? I mean, when this happens. But it just seems like every day they're moving forward with this, and they're getting better, and they're working us out. And I've discussed this on a show, on other shows, you know. You have to look at this attack on human beings, you know. Not just on our health and our environment, but just everything, you know. It's it really is in your face. It really is there. And it's been going on for a long time. They have been breaking us, incrementally breaking us down, health-wise and mentally, for a very long time, and spiritually as well. I have an email here. It's a little bit... let me see if I can find it. Oops, maybe that's too small for me to read the... What's the discussion I was having today with someone? About this enemy of man, you know, this parasitic kind of influence that's feeding on us. This is sort of like I'm talking about a dimensional intelligence. An interdimensional intelligence that's making us think that, you know, there's aliens coming in spaceships from the stars. This is from The Children of the Matrix. And I'm squinting here. It just talks about predators, and I think it's really interesting. But I may get some things wrong because it's so tiny. This is a passage from Children of the Matrix. No, they don't do it that way. That's idiotic. Don Juan said, smiling. This is the Mexican stuff, and I've covered a little bit of this before. The intervention, the predator of man thing. They are infinitely more efficient and organized than that. In order to keep us obedient and meek and weak, the predators engage themselves in a stupendous maneuver. Stupendous, of course, from the point of view of a fighting strategist, a horrendous maneuver from the point of view of those who suffer it. They gave us their mind. The predators give us their mind, which becomes our mind. The predator's mind is, well, it's grotesque, it's contradictory, it's morose, it's filled with fear and horror of being, and it's discovered. It lives in fear of being discovered at any minute now. I know that even though you have never suffered hunger, you have food anxiety, which is none other than the anxiety of the predator, who fears that at any moment now its maneuver is going to be uncovered and food is going to be denied through us, through the fear, through the mind, which after all is their mind. The predators inject into the lives of human beings whatever is convenient for them, and they ensure in the manner a degree of security to act as a buffer against their fear. The sorcerers of ancient Mexico were quite ill at ease with the idea of when the predator made its appearance on earth. They reasoned that man must have been a complete being at one point, with stupendous insights, feats of awareness that are mythological legends nowadays. And then everything seems to disappear, and we have now a sedated man. What I'm saying is that what we have against us is not a simple predator. It is very intelligent, smart, and organized. It follows a methodical system to render us useless. Man, the magical being that he is destined to be, is no longer magical. He is an average piece of meat. There are no more dreams for man, but the dreams of an animal who is being raised to become a piece of meat. I guess for this system, and imbecilic. Castaneda. This whole thing, if you've looked into it, it's really interesting. And David Icke does go into this as well. I think that's from one of his books, The Children of the Matrix. It's really interesting that they've there's definitely, I mean, I can feel it, I can see it. You just know it, that at some point in human history, there's been an intervention. Something came here. We weren't this. This is not us. This is not where we're meant to be and who we're meant to be at all. I just don't buy that. Everything's a lie. Everything's a lie. Everything, our whole entire history, everything they say is our schools, universities, everything they feed to us, the TV, everything, the newspapers, the governments, everything, the whole thing's a fucking scam. And they don't want people to start thinking for themselves, because then they'll start remembering who they really are, and they don't want these predators. You know? It really is they live, isn't it? I think it's just interesting, and they're not finished yet. And if you look at it, if they could completely control us, they would have already done it by now. But it just seems incremental. There's something here, and obviously this is taking a long, long, long time to get to us. Don't forget as well, as I said on the last shows, they're saying that 90% of our DNA is rubbish, it's junk. And don't worry, because the little bit of percentage of our DNA that does actually do something, the scientists have got that down packed, and they know exactly what it is. So this is that, you know what I mean? Well, if that's true, why is all this happening? And if you look at what they've done, they've just scared most of the planet because of a fake virus, and they went around and took everybody's DNA, and now they're working on DNA. And I'm saying, you watch all this new technology. This gene editing technology and labs and stuff start to make its way, or rear its head, bubble its head up, you know. Going to start seeing this a lot. But, you know, I think we're at that time in history now where they're really honing in. They're working on our very genetic makeup. As I said on the last show, there's answers in there, and they're working on it. And every day they perfect a little bit more and a little bit more, and we're giving it all up to them. Not you and I, but, you know, billions of people on the planet are scared of this fake virus, and they've given up so much. And every day and second of the day, they give up more. Not only that, they're allowing their minds to be controlled, and they're being fed on through that control. And it's really unbelievable, and I think that this is, you can see that's where they're going. They've been taking our DNA, they're working on it, they're perfecting these injections and the technology in these injections. We're at the early stages now, where millions and millions of people will start to die off and get sick as our blood work and our body, our whole makeup gets changed, as this technology starts to form its own genetic code and makeup and blood work and everything like that. So we're not human anymore. And once that happens, then, you know, whoever's left is going to be an absolute, complete, total and utter slave race. That's what they're working on. And so this is where it's all going, folks. You know, and I think we've been fed on for hundreds of years. I think it's gone on for a long time, a long, long time, way back in history. Something came here into our dimension, into our realm. Some kind of gateway or portal or something, some kind of energy field. Something was opened, or something came here by creating the right environment. And maybe that's when the electricity came in, I don't know. Because it's something to do with pulsing and frequencies and electricity. As we talked about with Janice, this is not of this planet. And it's something in that that's allowing this thing to completely control our lives and eat us alive. But something came here, maybe the, or as I said, the correct frequencies, dimensional frequencies, or something that creates the perfect environment for it to enter. Something has happened here, and we're being fed on. Whether that thing has always been part of us, and it just requires humanity to be in such a state that it presents itself, maybe we're the ones who have to fix it. And once we do that, it'll go away. It's kind of like having a split personality, if you will. I don't know if it's carrying in us, that it's in our makeup, that it's in our minds, it's part of us, or it came here and infected us, if you will, like a parasitic infection. It would be very stupid for us to think that we're the only ones here and that's it. And you don't have any before or afterlife. You're just here. Well, what fucking for? It would be very, very stupid. But don't look up at the stars like the Hollywood movies tell you to look up at, because that's all. I don't believe in any of that either. We've been conned there. I cannot strictly say where we actually are. I don't know where we are. I don't know if there's a universe out there. I have no idea. That's what we've been told since we were kids, but I don't know. And I don't know if the Earth is round or if it's flat or what shape it is. It doesn't really matter to me, but those ideas are very interesting. But all I do know is what we've been told and spoon-fed since we were kids is not real. That we really are in the Truman Show. We're in a stage play, and they're feeding us this artificial reality to construct our very nature. You know, and we just don't know who we are. And once we start, that's why the system attacks you and doesn't like it when you start thinking for yourself, because this is going back where all the answers are in there. And I think all the answers are there, and I think we're just being made to forget. That's what's happened through our lives. Lifetimes of just forgetting, being born into the system through reincarnation, and we're fed on for another lifetime again. But as we become older souls, we start to remember. And then we remember in our lives, and that's where we are right now. That's why I keep saying we're at special times, I think. And I'm just going through this, you know, with as best I can. It's all over the place and fractured. It's just ideas and thoughts. But the way I see it is we are being fed on here. And it's stupid to deny that and think that that's a conspiracy theory. I don't think so. Energy is food. You know? Anyway, we're being conned. That's the thing. We're being induced with all this nonsense and propaganda and entertainment. They wouldn't set all this up if it wasn't important and it wasn't for a reason, you know? They wouldn't be doing what they're doing if our DNA and we're just stupid bags of meat and we don't have anything that is important that makes us up. Something is digging away and chipping away at our very core. And I said this on the last show, they're attacking us at the heart center, which is connected to the soul. And I mentioned this many times. This is a genetic thing. They're working on the very fabric of nature, who we are. And I'm thinking, are they trying to cut out, like with a pair of scissors, you know, are they trying to cut out and erase the God gene? Basically, is there something in us, genetically, or some kind of coding, or something in human beings that obviously connects us through the heart and everything to our consciousness? You know, that allows us to have all these special abilities, to astral travel, to have an afterlife experience, that, you know, all this stuff, this spiritual side of human beings that make us up, the complex emotions, everything, they're attacking us at the heart through these jabs. It's begun. This is where they're going for the final kill, I think. It really starts to make sense. And we've been so dumbed down and so made to be so stupid and reliant on these very predators that we're just giving everything up without a fight. It's unbelievable. We're just going in like slaves and lining up and getting those pricks in our arms. You know? And as I said to Donna the other night, I actually know some people who are getting their kids done, and I don't know what to do. I know this family with these two beautiful young daughters. They're just so beautiful. Blue eyes, just, they're in primary school. They're just so helpful. They're so awake and they're so healthy. And they took them down and got them jabbed the other day. And I just, it's horrible and depressing. But they're not my kids. I can't interfere in these people's lives. I've tried to tell people and then they're just, it's not that they, I tried to explain this to Donna the other night. I understand if people are getting these jabs and they're not aware, but I've spoken to a lot of people and they're worried, but they might not be aware or have any care in the world, and they're doing it because they're doing that because they need to work and have a job, right? And so their boss is telling them you need a job, and they need to put food on the table, and they need to pay their bills and keep their car running, so they've gone down and got one. But there's no fucking excuse for taking your kids in there and doing it to them. That is beyond child abuse. How can these people be so stupid to take their little children, and I'm talking 8 years old or 10 years old or whatever it is, down in there and let those demonic fucking those possessed people, that's what they are, they're possessed. You know? In my book, they're no different than a bloody psychopath with a knife in his hand running around the streets trying to stab people. These people are killers. They're killers and they get away with it. They're murdering people. They're destroying people's lives. For them to take their children down and offer them up to that, there's no excuse for me. They should be well aware. If they're going to get it for themselves, then you're an adult. You make that decision. But, you know, don't take your children down there at that young age and do that to them. That is fucking disgusting and it depresses me. It's horrible. And it's happening all around. I feel so angry. I feel like strangling these people. You know? I feel like taking their kids and raising them myself because they're such fucking bad, stupid, ignorant parents. And if that's your experience in this life, don't take it out on your kids. You've just sterilized your young girls, your young kids, your own children. And that's what I was saying the other night to Donna on the show. These parents, they really do love their kids, but they're killing them at the same time, or they're willing to do that. It just makes me just, it baffles me. It just, I can't understand how you could pour so much emotion and love into other human beings and then turn around and do that to them. That is incredible. And yes, it does show you how manipulated and brainwashed they are, but boy, that is another level. You know, and they know, they're fucking well aware that these things are dangerous and they're causing blood clotting and they're killing people. They were made aware that it was in the media. There's no way they could admit, all of them who got it were worried about it. To take your young children down there and allow this stuff to be injected into them is sickening. It's the worst abuse that you can ever imagine. And unfortunately, these people are going to learn some terrible lessons. But you know, if their kids, and I don't want it, of course I don't want it. If their kids get sick or die, something terrible happens, they're still not going to fucking get it. They're going to go into denial and think that it was COVID or something else that did it. It's just an unbelievable thing. It's an unbelievable thing to me. Unbelievable. We had that last year, didn't we? Or when was it? Last year or something? Yeah, with Brad Hazard, this child killer, this parasite. You know, they set up these stadiums in Sydney where parents were dropping their teenage kids, you know, with military and police. They weren't allowed in. They didn't let you in. So the government set up a militarized camp, a stadium in Australia, in Sydney, where I grew up, in Sydney, right here. They set up a big stadium, a sporting stadium, with armed military and police right there. And they said to the parents, drop your teenage kids here and they're going to come in and get their jabs and you're not allowed in. And they did it. Thousands of them, thousands. They let their kids go in there and they let their kids get eaten alive. And they just think that it's all normal. I sit here baffled. I feel like screaming. I need my own mountain. My own screaming mountain or room. You know what I need? A fucking screaming room. I need a room that's completely sealed. You know, and just go in there and scream or punch a bag or something. It's just these people, oh my God. If they're going to be so stupid, then okay, we'll try our best to help them. But to do this to your own kids? Little innocent children. Think back to when you were 10 years old. How magical that time was as a kid and what you did. running around the imagination. You're eternal. You know, think of the life that you had when you were a 10-year-old kid and how special that was. You know, and then look at this. Look at these parents are doing to their own young children that came out of their bodies. And they think they're doing the right thing. What does this equal if we're looking at these predators that are feeding on us and killing us? Basically, what it fucking equals is these parents taking their children and jumping into a volcano. That's what it equals. It means whole entire families lining up against the wall and getting their heads blown off and being thankful for it. How the hell? I mean, I'm not kidding. These people seem to be willing to offer up the lives of themselves and their children, everybody they care about, for this predatory system. And if you try to tell them they don't want to know, it's almost like lifetimes of deep psychological manipulation. Not just one lifetime, it's lifetimes. It's almost like they're de-evolving, they're going backwards or something. Or they're at the very early stages of their life experience. I have no idea what's going on here. Why are we not like that and they are? It's not just all about, sharing information and being aware, as I said, is so, so important. But how did these people get to this point where they're offering their own children up to this system without a care in the world? They're not even blinking. That is an extreme place to be. An extreme place to be. You know? Just to take your child down there and not even blink and just, there you go. They treat it like it's nothing. They have no idea what they're being given, what's being pumped into their children's bodies. They have no idea what kind of technology is. They don't even know that they don't even know what mRNA is. They think that these are just like a flu shot. They have no idea. They don't know anything about it. It's not only that they've done no research. They've done zero fucking research. The only thing they know is what comes out of the TV. That's it. They don't know anything. They're not like, hang on here, could I just ask a couple of questions? They're not like, look, I'm thinking of getting the kids done. I'm going to spend tonight online just having a look at the pros and cons. They don't know. And they don't care. They're not willing to care. They're not willing to know. They won't do anything. They just go and blindly get it. You know? It's like putting on a blindfold and walking out onto a busy freeway at peak hour. And it's just crazy. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It really baffles me. Oh, so if these people were a bit more educated, they wouldn't be doing this? I just don't think so. They are at such a low, low level. And the sad thing is that they're even allowed to have kids. That's what's sad to me. These people just don't deserve to be here if they're going to be like this. This is not the time to have people like this on the planet. We're fighting for our very survival. This is make or break. This is it. There's no way back after this. If we don't win this war, this is a war against us, against human beings. They're trying to dumb everybody down and make them think that they're useless and they're not worth anything and they don't have a soul and their DNA's junk and they're basically sacks of meat walking around and falling into a grave at the end of their stupid lives. That's what they want you to believe. The power, the only power that comes to you is through the TVs. And what they say, and their written words, their spells, that you are nothing without them. You know, that you are useless. When, you know, and people don't realize how powerful they are. This is displayed in just indigenous cultures all around the world. You know, medicine men, astral travel, psychedelic experiences, these rainforest, mushrooms, ayahuasca, all this stuff, marijuana, you know, these DMT that open up parts of the human mind so we can see the, you know, all these other possibilities, dimensions all around us. We're so closed off. We only perceive such a tiny, tiny amount around us. It's really incredible when you look at it and where we are now as a society. It really is amazing. And how people are being born into this system. It really is incredible. It is like one big machine of control. And you can clearly see that this machine does not like when we start thinking for ourselves and sharing information and getting the discussion going. That's why they're coming down on it. This machine, this system, is so petrified that human beings are going to start finding out who they really are in big numbers, and it's over. So what is it that we can do that petrifies this entity, this beast system? What is it? You know? What are we really, really capable of, and who are we really? It's interesting to know, isn't it? Because they are desperately trying to shut us down and shut us up. And that is very obvious. People can't see it. Anyway, enough rambling on. Here's an article that came to me today. Too big as always, but I think I post some of these from Dr. Robert Young. They do a lot of good research. This is a news break, a news flash. Came to me 12 hours ago. I haven't posted it. New COVID vaccine and blood findings, self-assembly with pulsed RFs. This is a conversation with Dr. Young, and these are about new findings of self-assembling graphene microbubbles in the Pfizer vaccine, something we've discussed a bit, but we know little bits more each time, and it's really worth following this. And evidence of the same kind of graphene bubbles in the blood of a Moderna vaccinated individual. So Dr. Young is suggesting that the nanographene is self-assembling under the influence of specific pulsed EMF frequencies. And the intent is to form a mesh antenna system which permits the receiving and emitting of radiation in service to biosensor data transmissions. Walking antennas. I'm checking with some of the best people on this that I know, and they're all saying that this is all adding up to what they're thinking, that we're becoming walking antennas, receivers. You know? And so when all this information keeps coming out, it just intensifies and it adds to what we already are learning. But then if you look in the Terrain movie that I posted, you'll see Dr. Kaufman sort of saying, we still don't know what this stuff is. You know, we're finding out all this and we're putting it together, but we just... And as I said many times, these pharmaceutical companies and governments are trying to make us believe that there was this fake virus from bats in China and it spread around the world and the pharmaceutical companies were racing against time to develop a vaccine. That's what the media told us from day one, that they were just working night and day to develop some kind of vaccine to offer the public to help us. When all this stuff was already ready to go, God knows how long for. This is perfectly designed and engineered, specifically designed with intent technology that's been there for quite a long time. God knows how long. This kind of sensor and antenna system using graphene in bioelectronics is indeed discussed in many scientific papers. and suggests biocontrol intent. There you go, behind the COVID vaccines. How do you just come up with that then? How do pharmaceutical companies just juggling balls because there's, you know, there's this so-called virus threatening the whole world. How do they just juggle this and come up with this in a matter of moments? It's not even approved for humans. It was an emergency approval at your expense. It's up to you. You can use it. How did they come up with this kind of complicated technology so quickly? And people believe it? It suggests that biocontrol intent behind the COVID vaccines, undisclosed by vaccine makers or FDA, and traceable to the DARPA sponsorship and funding of these vaccines. Note that graphene has now been found via electron and optical microscopy, as well as spectroscopy, in all four major vaccines, now by numerous researchers worldwide, following Dr. Pablo Compra's research with La Quinta Columna, as well as the other COVID vaccines, in flu vaccines, and we talked about that years ago with Dr. Rima, in other vaccines in bottled water and in rainwater. And they're putting it in the chemtrails. They're spraying it in the atmosphere, and it's coming down in the rain, and it's getting in our water. And don't forget, as we discussed on the show with Hope and Tivon, that when they make this graphene oxide, it's invisible. So when you're holding up a vial of the Pfizer jab, it just looks like crystal clear water. You can't see it. It's microscopic. You can't see it. So they're putting this stuff in the sprays, and it's coming down in our drinking water and all over our food. The new biology. Given the toxicity of graphene and the fact that it causes fatal clotting, producing the deadly rise in sudden deaths and strokes, paralysis, heart attacks, and other severe injuries in the COVID vaccinated, we need to detox the graphene out. I'll put this article up for you because there's links in there how to do that. We know a lot about that now, but there's more coming out. Anyway, they're talking about the French montmorillonite clay has been recommended earlier. Montmorillonite clay has been recommended. They also described the Q-Link sympathetic resonance technology, a silver pendant with crystals at center and coils of copper, which links to heart frequencies and locks in at a resonance frequencies, protecting one's biofields from harmful ambient or pulsed or targeted frequencies. We discussed this a little bit as well, the field around you, you know, the energy around you that can be colors and things like that, your aura, this kind of stuff. This is what they're attacking as well. Yeah, very interesting. Anyway, I'll put that one up. And there's lots of links in there for folks to have a look at. As I said, we have to understand this stuff, man. We can't just let it go. This was interesting too. You may not have seen this one. I'll just let it load. This is just looking into what I was saying before about how we're going to start seeing all this new technology revolving around this. This mRNA stuff and gene editing and all that. We're going to start seeing all these labs and all these things pop up now. And Australia's going to be one of the countries at the forefront of this. Many so-called political leaders and people in this country are heavily involved. I mean, Greg Hunt, the so-called health minister of Australia, he's going to be stepping down soon. He's bailing off the ship, but this guy and his family are heavily involved in graphene oxide. Put up articles on that. He makes a lot of money, but he's a murderer. He's a child killer. And we only could hope that there will come a day when these people are tried for what they've done and they're executed. That's the kind of society I would want to live in. ScoMo, all these people, the Premier of Queensland, we know her father's involved in all this genetic and DNA stuff, you know. So, you know, they're heavily involved with the pharmaceutical companies in Australia and wherever you look. And it all runs through the media and everything like that. But all of this is this gene editing and, cutting and slicing and dicing and altering human DNA and making new humans and redesigning life, you know. This Frankenstein stuff, it's going to be big money, the biggest ever. And these demons, they want a part of that, you know. I guess they're so scared of their own demise that they're willing to go down this dark path, you know, offer up their souls, you know, to gain that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they've been promised something, I don't know. They all seem like they're under mind control. Anyway, this one was from Tot News. Perhaps you saw it or missed it. Construction will soon begin on Australia's first mRNA manufacturing facility. This is high-tech stuff, folks. mRNA is the future of disease prevention, so it's... The deal is signed. Victoria will soon become the first place in the Southern Hemisphere to manufacture mRNA vaccines, thanks to an agreement between Moderna, the Victorian government, and the Commonwealth. So we can start to see what was going on down there with Daniel Andrews, right? More than a year after scientists and medical researchers began lobbying the Morrison government to establish a homegrown facility to reduce the country's reliance on offshore producers, a deal has been linked. So Moderna, oh my God, this is the worst, is expected to pick up one of the two shortlisted greenfield sites in Melbourne for its expansion into Australia as early as next month, according to the reports. So what does this already tell you? That these mRNA jabs, they're not going away. This technology is not going away, folks. They're already talking about a fourth and a fifth jab now. It's unbelievable when most people don't want the third. Think of the money in this, my God. Inside the mRNA vaccine lab that is coming to Australia, so the company is expected to pick one of two shortlisted greenfield sites in Melbourne for its expansion into Australia as early as next month, according to Victorian Innovation Minister Jala Pulford, giving Australians direct access to domestically manufactured mRNA vaccines. Isn't that great? It's like picking fruit off trees. You know, we're just going to have direct access to as many jabs as we want. Isn't that wonderful? And this is kind of looking at other stuff I was thinking about today, and I was watching some videos on it. You know, I mean, this VAIDS, this vaccine-induced AIDS. AIDS isn't real; it's another boogeyman virus. But this whole notion that people were given these injections and that their immunity. For example, their immune systems, their body's ability to heal and keep us healthy will be slowly, incrementally broken down over time. And that I mentioned this on podcasts a while ago, and I understand it was a little bit out there and it was may appear silly to people, but I was thinking, and it's hard to explain, but I was kind of thinking, do they, when people start to go down in this downward spiral of sickness and illness, obviously with this they're going to develop more vaccines to keep them alive, right? So this is all in the zombie movies. You know, these zombie movies that they had thousands of these movies. There was always someone in those movies that was immune to the zombie bites or the virus that they were spreading. And the scientists were working on them, on their blood and everything, to try and come up with a cure. an antidote. So they've given us the disease, for example, it's going to start making people sick and sick over time. They're going to be so in pain and so desperate, they're going to have such terrible illnesses that they're going to have no choice but to take these antidotes, which is going to make them feel better. But it's like the AIDS drugs, they're going to be on them for the rest of their lives. What a way to make money. Hook, line, sinker. Make you sick with an injection, and as you become sick and ill, you'll do anything to have your health back. You're going to have to take these medicines or injections they're going to offer you. And what's that going to do, folks? One, it's probably going to make you feel better or give you some kind of life back. And two, it's going to top up your graphene oxide to connect you with the system, to keep you connected with the 5G, 6G, 7G system, right? I was saying this before. People aren't going to get 3 and 4 jabs. They're not going to do it. How are they going to make people get 3 and 4 and 5 jabs? Then we're not pincushions. They're not going to do it. Well, what about if people start becoming so sick they've got no choice to continue getting those jabs? See the trick? Do you see it now? It's in plain sight, isn't it? They give you 1 and 2. They know you're not going to want 3 and 4, but they don't care because they know that most people are going to start getting so ill that they're going to take the injections each month or each 6 months or whatever it is a year or whatever thing they offer it up to stay alive and feel better. That's why they're developing these new mRNA vaccine facilities, because they're going to be engineering and making up these new jabs to keep people alive, the antidote. See? And that's going to have the top-ups of the graphene oxide to keep you connected into the smart grid, if you're still alive. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know. Do you think that could be a possibility? Victorian Innovation Minister Charla Pulford, a demonic, sleazy entity, says the New Deal will give Australians direct access to domestically manufactured mRNA vaccines. Pulford travelled to Boston last week to take her first look at the Moderna facility to meet the officials who will be responsible for setting up the company in Melbourne. Pulford says with a new deal linked, the Victorian plant will soon create up to 500 jobs during construction and a further 500 ongoing roles across the industry. This is a testament to Victoria's place in the biotech centre of the Southern Hemisphere, and that's not happened by accident, she said. We have brilliant research institutes, we have exceptional universities, and those things are and have always been a magnet for talent. Pulford has been a regular character behind the scenes driving Australia's technological innovation towards mRNA, not just for COVID vaccines, but for a plethora of diseases moving forward. You noticed how these disgusting, sick characters have just emerged now? They're all on the payroll, but they're all characters in this play. You know what I mean? They've all got their little specific deal. They're trolls. They're demons in the night feeding on us. They're sick. All of them. They're sick. They're disgusting. They're disgusting. They make me sick. They're not us. We're not like them. We never will be. As I say, have faith, folks. Even if we go out protecting ourselves and our families and all of us around that we care about, we're never going to be like them. And we're going to go out with our DNA and our blood work and our souls intact. Because these new people who are taking these jabs and being born into this system, when they die, they're dead. They're true atheists because they won't have a soul to go to. You understand? There's no soul there. And who knows if they'll even die. Maybe in this future system you can keep living on and on and on as long as you do the right thing. Who knows? Maybe if your social credit scores aren't right, you won't live on in this system. Who knows? They'll just turn you off, right? And when you're turned off, it's black. There ain't nothing there. There ain't nothing there. The Andrews government members were spotted earlier this month at the Doherty Institute, who are interestingly now calling on blood donors to come forward both before and after booster vaccination. You see? You see what they're doing? They're still studying and researching. This is a live test. We're in a live test. We're in a laboratory right now, right in the center of it. And they're jabbing and they're telling people to come in. We want your blood. We want to take samples. We want to test. See? As these new facilities get built and they work everything out. These people are all being used for this new system and they don't understand it because they're too brainwashed. And this started in Melbourne, folks. It really did. It was really big down there. We know a lot of stuff. The Victorian government announced last year a $50 million investment in new critical manufacturing technology and research to provide certainty of supply of new vaccines and life-saving treatments in Australia. $50 million investment in new critical manufacturing technology. There's a lot in this. And research to provide certainty of supply of new vaccines for life-saving treatments in Australia. Now, what have I just been saying? They're pumping millions of dollars into new critical manufacturing technology and research to provide new vaccines and life-saving treatments for Australians who have been jabbed and made sick. See, once you've been made sick by these jabs and you enter into this system, they're going to feed on you and this is going to be worth trillions of dollars. Don't forget, we're in the early stages of this, so many, many, many will die off. Many people will get these injections, they'll be sick, they'll go in, they'll be given these new vaccines to keep them alive, which they'll call life-saving treatments. They'll be working on new technologies to keep them alive, things they can take, and they'll probably die off later as the research goes forward, as we move into this transhuman future. You know, and what did they say? What have we been told? These COVID jabs, when does it end? 23 or 25? One of those dates. It's going to end, and then they'll go into these new developments and new jabs and new things as they perfect basically their ability to snatch our souls. Am I taking it too far here, folks? By the time the facility opens in 2024, it will be capable of producing about 100 million doses of mRNA vaccines a year, and is also predicted to safeguard Australia from future pandemics and other diseases, of course, because you're caught in their net. You're caught in their spider's web now. Moderna's entry into manufacturing in Australia means the country will eventually have two cutting-edge vaccine manufacturing plants in Melbourne, the second being CSL's $800 million cell-based flu vaccine facility, which is set to be ready by mid-2026. Remember all the stuff I put up and what we talked about with CSL? This is the Australian pharmaceutical company that was killing children with their flu shots and making them sick. Mums were taking their kids to give the kid a flu shot and they were driving home and the kids were thrashing their head up and down in the back of the car and vomiting. That's when the Australian government, years back, go and look into it. They came in and they stopped it for five-year-olds. But the doctors were still jabbing it into five-year-olds. This is CSL. This is a company in Australia, a pharmaceutical company that was killing young children with their flu shots and experimenting on them. It's all been part of an experiment. The flu shots are leading into the mRNA shots. It's all been an experiment. So parents who take their children down years ago to start getting them jabbed, they don't understand it's all part of the experiment and they're working on our immune system and eventually they're going to fucking take our souls. That's what it's about, because they're fucking scum. Sorry to be blunt, but that's just the truth. It's a disgusting filthy, stinking, rotten, parasitic entity. It's a scum. And most people are so blind and so stupid that they're just playing into this. Unbelievable. Messenger mRNA is a type of vaccine technology first pioneered in COVID vaccines, where the vaccine delivers genetic blueprints to the cells to teach the body to fight disease, unlike traditional vaccines which contain a weak or inactive form of a virus. This Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is the first commercial product, but the Massachusetts-based biotech has long been focused on using mRNA technology for a range of treatments. There's a lot more coming. Moderna plans hiring spree as it sets up vaccine development in Australia. Oh, well, welcome to the new economy, folks. You want a job? The company, you want to work for the devil? Here you go. The company will also be speaking to Australian universities about its current and future talent needs. So basically going into universities, which are already being brainwashed, and brainwashing them on top of that brainwashing to push this evil. The company has since launched a program called mRNA Access, which will let medical researchers use Moderna's technology platform as part of their own work on medicines for neglected diseases. The diseases that they're creating. Moderna Managing Director for Australia and New Zealand, Michael Arzrak, says Australia's medical research landscape had influenced his company's decision to set up shop here, and that there were already advanced discussions with academic institutions about how they could use mRNA access. mRNA access. We're just going to access your genetic makeup and push it away. This is your new genes. You want some new genes? Hey, they're like colored jelly beans. Here you go. Look at this. Look at it. We do want to definitely look at Australia as key country for clinical trial platform. We will have the need to quite a number of science grads and PhDs, he said. The plan is a 10-year partnership. It is going to be very, very heavily dependent on highly educated modern manufacturing graduates. Hang on. Really? I mean, didn't last year we get hit with a COVID virus from Chinese bats somewhere and it infected the world? Shouldn't everybody around us be sick with a virus and we're just trying to come up for air and work out where we are? Isn't this all just a little bit too planned? You know, I mean, barely 2 years later, they're already planning multi-million dollar manufacturing plants and new gene editing equipment and vaccines and all of this stuff. I mean, don't tell me that this was all pre-planned, right? But the average Australian doesn't fucking see it because they're too fucking dumb. They're too fucking dumb. They just don't see it. They don't see that this is all planned. They can't see it. They can't see it. It's unbelievable. They can't see that they were scammed and conned and manipulated and mocked, and now they're just moving all this in. Huh? They can't see that these people came in and talked them out of their own houses and then took their house over. You know what I mean? They can't see that they were just talked out of everything that they own. You know, it's like people coming in and talking you out of your house and making you move out onto the street, onto the sidewalk, and then moving all these people in and having a party there. And they still don't, they won't kick them out or go home or defend themselves. They just walk off. You know, they're like bullied kids walking down the street, kicking a can with no idea where they are or where they're going. It's unbelievable that people can't see this. Now they're talking about 10-year partnerships and multi-million-dollar manufacturing plants for jabs and technology and gene-altering stuff, and they can't see what's really going on here. And believe me, there is an endless conga line of stupid, dim-witted, evil, fucking vindictive, shithead human beings who can't wait to get into these positions of power. They can't wait. They're going to be employed by Moderna through the universities as they go through and they sweep the Australian universities to brainwash nitwits and halfwits who think they're smarter than everybody else because they're in a university to come and work for them, and they will. They can't get enough. There will be an endless supply of these narcissistic potato heads to go into these jobs and work in these kinds of facilities as they play God. But you know why? Because it's ego driven. They're playing God, but they don't understand in this whole process they've just given away their souls. Let me ask you that. Is your soul, your consciousness, who you really are, your very makeup, is it worth that? Of course not. But they will. They will. They don't take life seriously. They don't take life seriously and who we are seriously. They think everything's a joke. And the problem is that through these universities and medical schools and all this stuff, they kind of take their consciousness away anyway. They turn them into these narcissistic atheists. We're just bags of meat walking around, and we're not important. The model, the template for Australia's first mRNA production plan is Moderna's $110 million manufacturing lab in Massachusetts. In Norwood, in Greater Boston, which opened in 2018, and it's expanding. mRNA is the software of life, says Moderna's Chief Technical Operations and Quality Officer Juan Andres, who is set to set up a similar state-of-the-art production plant in Australia. We believe the sky's the limit. Today, the company, well, when people take your jabs, then they're done, aren't they? They're in your spider's web now, so you can fiddle with them as much as you want. It doesn't matter. People are just robots now, right? They took your jabs, and now they're willing to take more, or they're going to have to take more in order to survive, right? I fucking said it a million times, and I'm sticking with it. People are going to have to take those jabs in order to survive, because they're gonna die if they don't have them. This company has about 44 products in the pipeline, including some in clinical studies and trials to combat HIV, respiratory, syncytial virus, cancer, and cystic fibrosis. See, they're bringing HIV back, because that's really the only fake virus in history where they told you that it would rot your immune system away. You would get sicker and sicker and sicker. But what happened in that process? You had to take the HIV drugs to stop yourself getting AIDS and dying. So people had to take all these pills and pills and pills and pills and pills and all these powerful things. Like they were on chemotherapy or something, right? Because they were told they had HIV. This was probably, I would say, introducing the idea of what they're really going to do now. You know? It just seems like that whole HIV thing was a test. But not only a test, it was like a warning to us of what they're about to do. And so what they've done is they've injected people with this technology that is going to slowly wilt them down, possibly, and make them sicker. As it takes away the human ability to heal itself, the human immune system, you know, and that gets taken away, there's going to be a lot of pain and suffering in that, folks. And then on the other side of that, we're going to have this new so-called humans, right? But now they're working on and they're doing clinical studies and trials to combat all this. So this is big money. Try to comprehend in your brain billions of people, just hundreds and hundreds of millions of people all over the world starting to slowly get sick. They're getting cold or flu-like symptoms all year now for nothing. They're getting sores and they're feeling tired and they're exhausted and they're getting things going wrong all over the place and they can't get out of bed and they're doing this and that and this and a million and one other things as their body has no ability to repair or look after itself, right? So people just become these bubble boys. Remember I said that? Well, guess who's going to have the cure? These companies, these pharmaceutical companies. And as he says, this demonic filthy pig, the sky's the limit. Because how many people got those injections? Well, guess what? You're going to need more and more and more and more just to have any kind of quality of life. And they're also developing combination shots. So we'll give you a combination for COVID and the fake variants and the yearly flu, plus just to keep you alive. What about that? How much is this going to cost? How much are these people going to make? Really is amazing. I've got about quite a few more articles to go. and I'm over. Because that took up a lot of time tonight, and there's so much more to talk about, but it's just so interesting, all of this. Let us know what you think of the show and what I've said. Give us a bell. I think I'm on tomorrow morning with old mate Leon. And anyway, I'll put that up later. I may be a guest on his show, or I'm not sure what he's doing, but we'll be chatting tomorrow. I don't even know what about. And there'll be a couple of new guests as well this week. Well, it'll be sort of towards the end of the week and on Saturday as well. Some interesting stuff that will probably push a few buttons, but it's all just finding out what's going on and talking about different things. And so that will be interesting. It'll be, but anyway, I hope you guys are doing okay, and please take care. And this is the nightly news wrap up, and where I just cover whatever is in front of me, and that's what I've done tonight. But I've got a lot of articles I wanted to cover, but gee, that's just so much to go into it as well, isn't it? It's just this is just. It's really building, and you're starting to get a picture here now. Because, you know, it's like we've been hit over the head and we've just come to, and we're like, okay, what's going on? And you're starting to get up to build a picture of what they're really doing here. It's diabolical. It's diabolical. Amazing that all of us have stayed away from these jabs too. It's incredible. Anyway, take care, folks. Take care. Contact me anytime about anything. And send me through any info and links and things like that, and keep chatting away on the website and getting on there and getting involved. And we'll chat again soon.